Right now, I want to get to our expert when it comes to things medical. We're talking about Brent Sharp. Dr. Brent Sharp is with us, and we're talking this morning about bladder cancer. Of course, Brent Sharp is a urologist, and we're checking in the latest from Brent. How are you this morning?
How are you? I'm doing great.
I've had better days, but it's going to be better once I get to talk to you.
Hey, Dr. Brent, when you hear the term bladder cancer, that doesn't sound good at all. I mean, that's one of those terms, you know, colon cancer, bladder cancer, that you think, okay, this is not going to end well.
Well, bladder cancer tends to be a little bit more aggressive than some cancers. It is one of the more aggressive that we as urologists deal with. But fortunately, about 80% of patients present with a very superficial bladder cancer, which the survivability is very high, probably more than about 90% of patients survive 5 years when have superficial bladder cancer. So those are good odds. But it does require some obvious diagnosis, treatment, and main point is follow-up.
How would someone know that they might have some symptoms of this? Does it present itself as something else, perhaps?
Well, typically, the most common reason that we find bladder cancer is because a patient reports blood in the urine. They see that when they go to the bathroom for whatever time. Or their primary care or some doctor will tell them that they've had blood on a urinalysis underneath the microscope for several times in a row. And that is our number one reason for patients to seek attention so that they can, you know, go through the workup, because that is how it presents. And we're in medicine. We're taught painless hematuria, painless, no pain, blood in the urine.
Hey, what are some of the risk factors or what can cause bladder cancer?
The main things that we look at, the four big ones are family history. That's very important to us. You have increased risk. If you had industrial exposure, such as working in chemical plants, dry cleaning industry, some other type of industrial chemicals can be a link to it. Have you had radiation for some other type of cancer? Getting a secondary bladder cancer is common in radiation patients. The biggest thing I'd like to touch on today is smoking. Smoking is a significant increased risk. It increases your risk 3 to 6 times solely because you smoke to develop bladder cancer. The link between cigarette smoking and bladder cancer is as strong and as rooted in medical science as lung cancer. And only about 20 to 25% of patients, when asked, realize that there's a link between smoking and bladder cancer.
I wouldn't have thought of that either. I mean, it just doesn't, you know, we think of lung cancer, obviously, or even mouth or gum cancer when it comes to smoking,
right.
But I wouldn't have thought of bladder cancer. Dr. Sharp, along with that, when it comes to treating this, as you say, if it's caught early enough, the prognosis is good. Various treatments, surgery part of that?
Well, typically to make the diagnosis, we're going to at some point take a tiny camera and look into the bladder. A lot of men fear that, and men are more common to get bladder cancer than women, and they shouldn't fear that because it takes about 30 to 60 seconds. If we find something, we typically can remove it that way with no incisions, and typically the treatment just involves a medicine in the bladder, if anything at all, for a short course, about 6 weeks. It's not like a chemotherapy that you're getting through your veins, so symptoms are relatively mild. It's more just the inconvenience. But again, the take-home message, if you're diagnosed with bladder cancer, is to be followed with that cystoscopy or looking in the bladder to make sure there's not a recurrence, because about 50% of bladder cancer will recur as long as it recurs early and superficial. That first lining of layer of the bladder, we have very good options and cure rates.
Does it have a tendency to metastasize elsewhere like other cancers do, or does it stay localized?
Bladder cancer is a little bit more aggressive, so is there a significant risk of it leaving the bladder? About a third actually come to us when it's already into the muscle of the bladder. The treatment changes drastically once the cancer is invading the bladder muscle wall. You know, again, hopefully most people present early. When they see that blood, they don't ignore it. They come see us.
And I want to stress one thing before we wrap up here, Dr. Brent, and that is the smoking. Because I saw a note here earlier, I think, from you on some things that is as crucial to bladder cancer as smoking is to lung cancer. Is that right? I'm reading this right?
It is correct. Like I said, the link, the medical science link between those two cancers is as strong. And the other thing is a lot of people get radiation for cancer, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer. And those people that continue to smoke through that really increase their risk. The other fact is if you get bladder cancer and you continue to smoke, you're an 8 times chance to have it recur. And remember I said 50% of bladder cancers are going to recur. You're increasing that rate by about 8 times. And that's drastic.
Wow. That is drastic. Dr. Brent, always bringing us good information. This is all new stuff to me today. I appreciate you updating us.
Thank you guys for having and taking time out for this.
You have a great day. Thank you very much. I had no idea.
I didn't either. And the link between smoking and bladder cancer, I would never would have put those two together.